Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
I take this opportunity once again to welcome you to the here at the Clay County Corner, and we're going to be talking about the Clay County Fire this morning a little bit. I have a couple of people with me. Now, they first came in, I thought maybe they were contestants for the Fires of the Fire, but they've convinced me that they are actually working at the Extension Agency. They've both been with me before, and they're getting kind of used to me.
We're a little bit too old for the fair.
Well, but when you get older, your eyesight goes. But they're here with me. We're going to be talking about the fire, which is coming up just right now pretty quick. And with the first event coming up this weekend, we're going to cover all that and kind of go through our fire book here. And well, like I said, with these two, we may wander off onto something else. And we really appreciate everyone being here with us this morning here on the Clay County Corner on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And remind everybody that we've got a few birthdays today where we'll be giving away one of those delicious ice cream cakes here in a little bit. We'll be calling those off. And we've got some activities maybe going on here in the county. We'll talk about that some. School is out now, so until Monday, I think we got summer school starting Monday.
I believe so.
There's still lots of things going on, and of course we'll have our couple of celebrations later on. I'll talk a little bit about the car show coming up. It's a pretty good ways off down in September. So we've got some stuff to talk about, and we appreciate you being here with us. And get on the old party line and tell your friends and neighbors to tune us in here at 101.5. And hopefully we'll have some information that they will find useful and uplifting this morning. And with that, I'm going to take a little short break. We'll come back with a beginning of the show. But right now, we're working a few words from our sponsors. And two of the important ones there, of course, are the Three Star Committee and the Chamber of Commerce. So, and all of the good folks that buy some advertising time on here to keep us live and in living color here every Friday morning at 9 o'clock with a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock. Now, with that all said, let's take a little short break.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you are worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. We're so tickled to death to be here this morning, and so we have a couple of young ladies here with me, and we're going to be talking quite a bit about the fair, which is beginning, I guess officially the first event is this weekend, I guess beginning on Friday night with some preliminaries to the first of the fair. And then the next weekend we've got our, I think it is the sesquicentennial marble tournament, which is kind of a carryover from some of the things we had planned for this summer that we didn't get to do. And so we've got all of these things this past summer, during the pandemic lockdown. And so we've got quite a bit of things to talk about. And I have, make sure I get this, we have Miss Kristen Clemens Rich and Miss Haley Wicks Barnes. So I'll try not to call them by their maiden name. And sometimes that may get to be embarrassing when I do that, when they have young children or expecting children, and they say, okay, back and they may have list holding up the list and say, well, now, who was that lady that was on there, Mike?
No, that'll be just fun.
Let's see. One thing I want to remind everyone about the fishing rodeo that's coming up here in June. We will be talking a little bit more about that as we go along. But with that, ladies, where do we start?
Well, I believe we're going to start with what's nearest to us here. I guess the Clay County Ferris of the Fair Beauty Pageant is this Saturday. Rehearsal and pre-registration is Friday, actually tomorrow. So if you are still want to be a contestant in the Ferris of the Fair Beauty Pageant, you can still pick up applications or, what do you call them, registration forms at the Chamber of Commerce here in Clay County, and go ahead and get entered.
Okay, and along that line, there, on the website, which is claycountytnfair.org, I have placed a copy of that that you, I think it takes a little old-fashioned way, but you can actually copy that and print it out. So we got that online.
You can also pick up those registration forms there on the day of the pageant, and that'd be all right as well. And it'll be for all ages, from our little ones, 0 to 8 months old, all the way to the Ferris of the Fair. Pageant day registration will be from 12 to 2, and then the actual pageant will start at 3 o'clock on that this coming Saturday.
Okay. I've got to... I have a classmate that was in a wreck yesterday, and one of my other classmates is trying not, if you'll excuse me for that. Ladies, y'all keep talking for just a minute, and let me go see if I can find out what's going on. Just go ahead and continue.
All right. Okay.
All right. So the following event, once the pageant happens this Saturday, the next one is going to be the Tennessee Knucklers Marble Tournament. That you had mentioned just a little bit earlier. That's going to be Saturday, May 29th, starting at 10 a.m. over at the fairgrounds. And then we'll officially kick off the carnival and all the other events on Tuesday, June the 1st. So that is the first night that the carnival will be in town, and some of our other events will be starting. And that is also the kids' gate admission will be free that night, and their armbands will be $15. The first thing that will be happening that day will be the senior day at the fair, and that's going to be held in the women's building, so that would be fun for all of our senior citizens to come out in Clay County, and some of the surrounding counties usually visit us as well. They have a fun time. They play bingo. They eat. And there's also a silent auction, so come out and support that for our Senior Citizen Center. Following the Senior Day, we will be taking in exhibits for our farm and home exhibit there at the in the Women's Building Exhibit Hall. We'll be taking in all those entries for the adult and the youth departments. So those entries are going to include our canned goods, our cookies, and also our arts and crafts. There's also a photography division, and then our flowers and plants that we'll be taking in that day from 12 to 6 o'clock. That is a change from our years past, but we're going to be taking those on the first day of the fair. So if you have any entries that you would like to bring on to the fair, bring those to us from 12 to 6 there at the Women's Building. Later that night at 5 o'clock, we will have the opening ceremony and the flag raising to really kick off the nighttime events at the fair. I know the American Legion will be coming and retiring the flag and will also be putting up a new flag there, so that's a neat little ceremony to be a part of to see what is going on. We'll have some new events coming up the week of the fair. Our first new event that we're going to be having is the county, Clay County Commissioners are going to be a part of a dunking booth. So if you have a good arm and you want to see some county commissioners fall in some water, come out and and take part in the dunking booth. That's going to be nightly on Tuesday as we kick off the fair. We are also going to have an open mic night that's going to be from 7 to 10 with live music and storytelling. And then another new event that we're going to have at the fair is going to be a dog herding demonstration. And that'll be pretty neat. They're actually from Overton County. They have border collies, and they herd different things. They herd sheep, goats, and ducks. So those border collies are really, really smart, and it's a really cool thing to watch. So come over and see that. I believe it's going to happen in the livestock barn over there on Tuesday night at 7:30, and there's also a show at 8:30. So come over and see that dog herding demonstration. It'll be really neat.
I think that's one of the old jokes, but you know, you can't herd a flock of ducks.
Yeah.
So apparently they've accomplished that.
I've actually, so if you haven't liked and been prowling around on our Facebook page, it's just Clay County Fair on Facebook, and I've actually shared one of their videos about a herding demonstration with ducks, and they're taking them through hula hoops and under little girls doing back bends, and it's pretty neat. So hop over on our Facebook page and like it, and you'll be able to see what's going on.
Okay, now where are we at now?
We're about to start Wednesday, so
okay.
We finished the first day of the fair.
So our first event on Wednesday is going to be the dog and pet show. The registration for that will start at 5:30, and the show starts at 6. There is an entry fee of $1 per class. We do ask that all dogs must be on a leash while they're at the fairgrounds. And there's 12 different classes. There's some unique ones like longest tail and longest ears, and then there's some can your dog, you know, do some tricks? Then you might want to bring them on to the fairgrounds and enter them into the best tricks class. And then there's also the owner and dog look-alike contest, which I've never seen that one, but I think it'd be pretty interesting to see.
So I think somebody on Facebook the last few days have been posting some of those animals.
Oh, yeah.
I know we have with celebrities all the time. It seems like some of them go out and find an animal that they think they can groom to look like them.
Oh, goodness.
The next event on Wednesday that starts at 6 o'clock is our swine show, and our swine show will be in the livestock barn. It is a semi-open livestock show, so anyone under 12th grade can participate in that. So the check-in will be at 5 o'clock, and we'll show pigs at 6 o'clock. So come on over and see youth from basically all over the state come and exhibit their best show pigs.
Have you got a lot of folks contacting you saying they're going to
Absolutely.
Be
we have different livestock shows, and they're all, I feel like, are going to be pretty packed. So
you've been planting the seed for a while for this.
Oh, yeah. We've been planting these shows since last year, I guess.
Okay, and then what else we got on Wednesday night there?
Let's see.
We also are going to have our 4-H animal demonstrations there at the livestock barn. We'll just have some different animals if some of the kids want to come over and see those. Mostly farm animals there that they can come and ask questions about. The next thing would be our youth ATV and dirt bike rodeo. And that is going to start at 7 in the main arena. And that is any youth 15 years or younger.
And then 2 at 7 o'clock from 7 to 10 on Wednesday night, there's going to be a chainsaw carving demonstration. Actually, I believe that's going to be every night of the fair. So this man is absolutely wonderful. If you guys have ever been going toward Gainesboro, you can see some of his work. That's who's going to be there. I'm not sure his name, but he is amazing at what he does. So every night from 7 to 10 at the fair, there's going to be chainsaw carving demonstrations.
Okay, now let's go back to the dirt bike a little bit. I've got the little book open here, and let's go through and give a little bit of information
Okay. For
the folks out there for that. He said it begins at, the actual show begins at 7 and registration at 6 p.m., and there is a name there, I guess, for the organizer, Mr. Grady Short, with a phone number, which is 270-457-2000. Once again, 270-457-2000. And it said all the different events will be the barrel racing, the pole, a keyhole, four barrel. And it is for the prize money, and there is the prize money is based on the amount of entries in there, and it's a 50% of paybacks of prize money on that. And the entry fee is, I'm not sure if it tells that on you or not, but it's one of these shows where you can buy back in. It's like if you feel like you had a bad run, they'll let you buy back in. And
it looks like it's $10 per event.
Yeah, per buyback.
And then per buyback.
Yeah, and the different classes, 5270 CC stock, 5270 modified, 8090 stock, and 8090 modified, and then there's a kid's motorcycle, which I guess is under the age of
15 and under for the youth.
Yeah, and let's see, like a whole bunch of classes here, girl.
Yeah.
15 and under, two-stroke open ATV, a motorcycle, two-stroke. So if you've got basically looked like anything except an absolute hot rod motorcycle under a 250cc size engine, that we've got something for you to do that night.
Absolutely.
And sometimes these things do last a long time. Living up on the hillside above the fairgrounds, sometimes you hear them late into the night. But this is always a well-represented and a fun thing. Okay, now, back to you ladies.
All right, so to continue on Thursday, that will also be a kid's gate admission free with the armbands of $15. So if you have kids, that Tuesday and Thursday night might be the time for you to come in with them.
And at 6 o'clock on Thursday night, we're going to have a sheep and goat show in the livestock barn. So same thing, semi-open, 12th grade and under. Even the little buddies are welcome to come and show. So sheep and goat show at 6 o'clock, check-ins at 5. So we hope to see a lot of you guys there.
Then
Also, during that same time frame is going to be our Century Farm Dinner that's held at the Women's Building. That dinner is for families community that have family farms that have been in their family documented for at least a century.
Okay, we got any new ones this year?
Not any that have been added to the list that I know of yet.
But you have this get-together every year for those folks?
Yes, this is something that we do every year for those families.
And I think we lost one last year, didn't we? The Hayes Farm,
yes.
Which after all these years, part of it is still within the family, but the farm itself had been divided up, which brings a bit of sadness. But it's great to know that there is now a bed and breakfast in there,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to the old home place is going to continue to be a more viable part of our community now with all the events and things that they have going on over there.
And they never cease to tell you the story of the Hayes family. So that's a good thing when you go to the bed and breakfast.
So we're keeping the family history alive.
Yep.
All righty.
Then also that night is going to be the adult portion of the ATV and dirt bike rodeo in the main arena. So I think that registration is also starting at 6 o'clock with the actual event starting at 7.
And the same phone number there,
yes.
If you want to call and get information there that we gave, the 270-457-2000. And looked like there's a lot smaller number of classifications here. And like I said, once you call that number, you can find out exactly what classification and get all the information before, or you can, you know, bring your equipment over and they'll put you in a class.
Mm-hmm.
And the same rules apply that they're on with the youngsters. And like I said, these are always, like I said, they're fun to watch. They're a little bit different than horse shows.
Yeah, a little bit louder, a little bit different.
A little bit louder.
But they always draw in a big crowd, and they're fun. All right, so on Thursday night at 8 o'clock, we're going to have, in the book, it's called State Champion Basketball Team Meet and Greet and Demonstration. However, I believe they're changing it to Circle of Champions Meet and Greet and Demonstration. Anyone within our county who has won anything, so our basketball team, softball teams, anybody, FFA, 4-H, can come and be recognized there on the basketball court at 8 o'clock on Thursday night. So that'll be a cool thing, too.
And, golly, ladies, we have had, well, just in high school athletics, I know this year, numerous district winners in athletic championships.
Yeah, so
boys,
they're all
girls,
invited.
And there are more activities there other than the major sports. I know the cross country, the golf, the tennis.
Yeah, tennis is still going.
Tennis is still. I know we had. I think we had first and second place winners in the district, and we mentioned their names last week. So you know.
Everybody can make it there that night.
And they'll probably be, if you want an autograph from these young folks.
Absolutely.
Sure. And they might have some of those posters they had left over from the. For the state championship. I'm not sure on that. I don't know where you ladies are or not. But
Yeah.
So
moving on to Friday, do we need to take a break or anything?
Yes, we
okay.
do. It's great to have people here to remind me. We'll be back just in a few minutes.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you're worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. We have been talking off camera a little bit. Mr. Kevin Donaldson came in for a few minutes to join us, but let's see. Now, where were we when you interrupted yourself?
Yeah. So Friday, June the 4th, we're going to have a cool event on Friday and Saturday night called Kids Farmer for a Day, and that exhibit will be in the Women's Building, and we invite all youth to come and go through that exhibit. They're going to see a giant milk cart and play dairy trivia. There's going to be a corn pit that you can play in, a pollination station. Pollinators are extremely important, whether we know it or not. Plant and take sunflower cups. They can plant a sunflower seed and take it home with them. We're going to have a hay maze, an ag book reading, and also a Pick Tennessee products display. There's going to be topics such as farm safety, nutrition and wellness, fire safety, erosion demonstrations, wool and spinning wheel, and egg and vegetable gathering exhibits and demonstrations. I believe someone is actually bringing an incubator full of eggs, and they're right on time to be hatching at the fair, so that's a neat thing to see. So bring your kids out for the Kids Farmer for a Day on Friday and Saturday night. That'll be from 6 to 10 in the Women's Building. So come on out to that. I think it'll be a really neat thing, a really fun thing for youth to do.
Along that, speaking of chickens, why did the chicken cross the road?
Oh, goodness.
To prove to the possum that it could actually be done.
I've always heard several different...
Me too. Me too.
Okay, getting back to seriousness now, guys.
Is there a page?
Okay, now what about some of the other, some of the judged events that are going on?
The judged events.
You know, like photography?
Oh, yeah. So the exhibit.
Yes.
So we mentioned that just a little.
And I think that some of that, when they need to be brought in and.
Yes. So just to circle back to that, we'll be taking the exhibits on Tuesday, right after Senior Day. We'll be there in the exhibit hall at the Women's Building from 12 to 6.
And if you pick up a fair book in anywhere throughout Clay County, you can find on different pages the exhibit categories.
So our
beginning looks like on about page 27.
Well, we have one on page 11.
Okay, so they're scattered throughout.
They are a little bit throughout the book. So the adult exhibit starts with the farm and home, and that includes our canning department, our jellies, jams, vegetables, fruits. Then we move on over to our baked goods, which would include our breads, candies, cookies, cakes, pies. If you want to bring in your crops that you have, you can do that as well. They would take in corn or alfalfa if you have any of that in at that time.
Okay, now due to the earliness of the season,
yeah.
Ladies,
Yes, that's always, that's one of our biggest challenges with having a fair so early. We're limited on our crops and other plants and vegetables that we can bring in for our exhibit. So we know that's a challenge because we're so early.
Right, and it's kind of hard to get you get strawberries right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, bring in your strawberries, bring in your jams.
I see you've got to explain what a butter bean is. That it's actually, these northerner folks call them lima beans.
Yeah.
And if you look, like you said, on page 11, golly, there's a great big list of all the...
There's a whole host of different things.
Yeah, I mean, you look down through the jelly, and you got nine categories of jelly you can bring in.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of chances to take a blue ribbon home with
you. Absolutely.
And
there's to go along with the jellies, jams, and cookies and cakes. There's also the photography, our adult division of the photography. There's several different lots there, whether you enjoy taking pictures of your family or scenes or nature shots. So there's also miscellaneous, a patriotic category, and then our black and white. All the rules and everything as far as how those are divided up, it will be in your fair book. So if you are interested in that, it will be important to grab one of those. Like Kristen said, they are scattered around the county, and then you can always come into our office there at the community center.
And I think with the photographs, that they have to be, I think, mounted on hardboard. They can't be fancily framed and all that kind of thing. And usually there's that's one of the more interesting things to go down and look at some of the photography that folks here in Clay County have to offer because of the great sites we have here in the county, your farm scenes, old family pictures. I mean, this is a great exhibit down at the fair because I usually try to bring a couple, three down if I can scratch some out.
Mm-hmm.
And you're allowed, what is it, one entry?
One per
And you can't keep bringing the same picture back.
No, they might catch it.
Yeah. But that's a great exhibit down there.
And if you pick up a fair book and you don't see something that interests you that's in the farm and home exhibit, please bring it. We'll find a place for it because we like.
Is the craft and needlework show.
Yes.
My needlework's not real good, but there are some truly gifted and artistic quilt makers here in Clay County.
That's one of my favorites because I love to look at all of the quilts, and they range. There's various different types, from antique quilts to applique, hand piece, machine piece. There's a pretty large list of those, and then continues over to your afghans, your needlework and sewing, which would include your crochet, knitting, things like that.
Okay, another question on that. Do you have to be a Clay Countyan to enter, which I thought you may not know?
Not that I know of. I think you can bring it if you live in a surrounding county and you want to compete in our fair. I think that would be open. We don't have any
rules. Right, that's what I thought.
Or regulations that I have seen, anyway.
And so quilt makers from anywhere around want to bring your stuff over.
Yeah, absolutely.
And exhibit it.
And then that also includes our arts and crafts, such as our paintings, handcrafted toys, baskets, pottery, ceramics, rugs, all things included, such as also scrapbooking and handmade cards as well.
Okay, now I'm going to let you rest a second and gather your thoughts in while I announce the birthday for today.
All right.
We'll take a little short break after that, and y'all get your outline made over and where we can keep moving when we get back now. All right, celebrating birthdays during this period, Liz Brown called in for her niece, Brenda Watson, to wish her a happy birthday. And also Miss Susan Bray, which should be a name familiar to some of you guys. I think maybe she worked down at the extension office for about 100 years or so. Excuse me, Susan. I didn't mean to say that. But happy birthday to you, Susan, on the 16th. And Mr. Tracy Strong celebrated a birthday yesterday on the 19th. And also celebrating this week, Mr. Donald Haston. And also Ms. Tish Markham Plumley. So we have those birthdays. And a little bit later on in the show, we'll use our highly sophisticated, non-computerized selection system, and we'll choose a winner, and they can go over by the chamber and pick up one of those delicious cards and take that over and trade it in for a delicious ice cream cake. So we'll be back just in a minute.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information, 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you are worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Back, everyone. I think that they have been talking here off camera, and I think they've got this stuff all organized now. So.
Well, we don't know about that. We're trying to be organized here. Yeah. There's lots of things going on at the fair. We want to talk about everything.
Yeah. Just to pick back up with the exhibits that you can enter.
Oh, did we read across the bottom of the craft and needlework there, Haley?
I don't know. Oh, where we are offering cash awards.
Yeah.
And there's also a $50 bonus for the best in show quilt. So be sure to bring out
the good stuff.
Bring out the good stuff. We are giving away prize money for all of the entries, actually, not just the craft and needlework. But the next exhibit to talk about would be the flowers and plants, which would include our potted plants, hanging baskets, anything that you have potted varieties of things such as that, and then also fresh cut flowers. That would include a different variety of roses, marigolds. There's about 30 different classes of those. So if you would want to bring in your beautiful flowers that are blooming at this time, bring those in on Tuesday from 12 to 6. We'll also be judging those. Then that wraps up our adult portion of the exhibits list.
We also have a youth portion, a youth department that goes along with our exhibits. That is our 4-H age youth, 4th grade through 12th grade. We don't make them compete against the adults, but I think some of the stuff they bring in could compete, you know, with some of the adults. We have a lot of the same classes that the adult list has, such as our candies, breads, also cakes and cookies and snacks. We have canning, a canning division that includes our vegetables, our jams, jellies, pickles. Also, goes along with food preservation is dehydration, jerkies, fruit leathers, vegetable chips, things such as that. We continue on to our plants. We have potted plants, mixed arrangements, dry or fresh arrangements as well. And then our arts and crafts, photography. We also have a photography division just for the youth. And then some of our more 4-H specific projects that we do, they can bring in their record books or exhibits that they do during the year at school, 4-H posters. Some of that we didn't, because this year was a little bit different, like everyone knows. We didn't get to do some of those, but they can bring those in from the previous year. We're accepting anything from 2019 to 2021 as far as those school projects go. So that's going to be the same entry time Tuesday from 12 to 6. For all of the entries, the pickup for that will be Sunday, the following day after the fair ends on Saturday, Sunday, June the 6th, from 1 to 4, there at the Women's Building.
All righty. Now, we've got some more events we haven't covered. Let me ask you a question about, I know originally this was the, it was part of the University of Tennessee Extension Agency. That they had a whole lot to do with the fair. I know that some of the statewide awards and things were based upon what you were just talking about there, some of the where they entered stuff in it. Is that still part of their resume for 4-H?
We are still, yes, heavily involved with the exhibits and the shows as far as our office is, and they can use youth that come out and exhibit their livestock or enter into the exhibits. They can put that in their records as they go on and compete as they age to be able to compete for scholarships and things such as that.
Because I know during the years when we didn't have the county fair, that they came up with the youth fair thing at the schools because our kids were being unfairly, I guess, punished in a way because they weren't allowed to win some of the points and things that the students from other counties were able to do. So I just wondered if that was still, now we're back in good standing with all that.
Yes. So everything that they can enter at the fair also goes on to be able to be put in their records for future use as they compete in other 4-H programs that we have to offer.
Okay.
Even just their participation, not even if they win or whatever, they can still put that in their records.
Very good.
Participated.
So jumping back to Friday, that is going to be our quarter horse show in the main arena. That is going to start at 7. Registration time, let me look back. It just says 7 o'clock, so that is the time planned for that event. There are various different categories that you can enter in, starting off with lead line with our little buddies. They get to interact with that as well. Also goes through for our pleasure classes, Western Pleasure, Pony Pleasure. Also do team roping, pole bending, rescue race, barrels, and then the one barrel speed race. So that is $10 entry fee. And our contact information, if you have any questions for the quarter horse show, would be James Atchley, which would be 931-397-1380, or Mr. Sonny Spears, that is 931-397-4382. It does say that proof of coggings is required to be in the horse show.
Okay, and now everyone else, except we're not going to charge the little fellers to lead their horses. They don't have to pay $10 to do that.
No charge to the little buddies for the lead line. They actually get $1, so they get something.
Oh, they're getting paid.
Yeah. They look cute while they're doing it, so that matters too.
Absolutely. So all the other classes are a $10 entry fee.
Yes.
And then, what about stick horses?
Yeah, so we're also going to have a stick horse race nightly at the ball field, so that'll be fun too. If you don't want to ride a real horse, you can ride a stick horse.
Yeah. Something for everybody. We also have kids face painting.
Are you all going to enter the stick horse?
I think I might set that out.
We may encourage all of our 4-H kids to go enter. We're going to round up Friday with a lawnmower pull at the pool track at 7 o'clock. So I believe that's going to be Friday and Saturday night at 7 o'clock, the lawnmower pull.
Right.
So head on over to the pool track and watch those souped-up lawnmowers.
Those things, they're noisy.
They are.
And they're a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
I know I try to wander over to that one.
So moving right along into Saturday, this is our last day at the fair, but don't worry, we've still got all kinds of stuff we need to talk about that's going to be happening nightly. So at 4 o'clock, this is kind of an unusual time for the fair, but we're going to try to be out of everybody's way for the rodeo. At 4 o'clock, we're going to have a beef heifer show in the livestock barn. So come out and see some tame cows, some tame fitted cows, because usually we're just seeing cows in the pasture, and usually they won't let us pet them. So you can come and pet a cow at the beef heifer show. At 6 o'clock, we'll have the 4-H animal demonstrations again, so there may be some cows, sheep, goats, pigs, chickens, different things in the livestock barn for everyone to see. And then once again, I stated the Kids Farmers for a Day exhibit. That'll be on Friday and Saturday night from 6 to 10 in the Women's Building. 7 o'clock will be the Bullwhip Rodeo in the main arena. What page are we on here? See if we got any more details on it. So come on out to the Bullwhip Rodeo. It's always a fun, interesting time. You might see somebody bucked off bull riding. You can see some calf roping, some barrel racing, trick riding, mounted shooting, and lots more at our Bullwhip Rodeo. And that's put on by James Axley, and that's Saturday the 5th at 7 o'clock in the main arena. So that'll be a fun time as well. And then, like I said, Saturday is also 7 o'clock, the lawnmower pull. And we're going to have lots of other exhibits. Haley, do you want to talk about that?
Yes, so on a nightly basis, like we mentioned, the kids' face painting and the stick horses will be on the ball field starting at 7 p.m. If you want to take your kids over there and join in on that, that'll be super fun. We also have our forestry division coming to set up an exhibit. They'll have Smokey the Bear there. They'll also have a replica of the of a fire tower, and they'll be doing some education on fires, wildfires. We also have the TWRA coming. They have an exhibit trailer that they'll be bringing with different things in it. And then our fishing team, our high school fishing team, is partnering with our local fish hatchery, and they're going to be bringing a trailer over that has some fish tanks in it, and they're going to have some different activities for the kids as well.
Pretty cool. We're also, have you talked about the fire tower?
Okay. Yeah,
the community garden. So if you've ever saw the colorful tractor tires down at the fair, that's actually a community garden. So 2 years ago, we had some vegetable and fruit plants in there that produced, and people around the community could go harvest that. Last year, unfortunately, we didn't get to do our community garden because of COVID. And then this year is just going to be a beautiful flower garden. So in each tire, there's flowers, and the Clay County SSA chapter chapter has donated those flowers to be put in those tires. So it looks beautiful, and we are very thankful that they donated those to our community garden. We also have all kinds of sponsors that we would like to thank that has contributed to ads in our book. I know that Purina, Barky Beaver, and Clay County Extension has sponsored our animal shows, and many, many, many more sponsors. So we want to thank everybody there.
We appreciate every one of them. Well, ladies, you have done a tremendous job, and I think if everyone will take your word for it, no one in Clay County or any surrounding county ought to miss this.
Absolutely not. Everybody needs to come out. And don't forget to go like our Clay County Fair Facebook page for more events, and you'll be able to see what's going on a little bit further on our Facebook page.
And the website, claycountytnfair.org. All the schedule and things are there where you can see them real quick on your phone. With that, little short break. Hey, reach in there and pull out one of them little numbers in there, and we'll let you know. You won't get to hear who won it because you got to go back to work. And with that, we'll take a short break. Mr. Kevin Donaldson's here. He's going to come in. He's got something he wants to talk to us about for a minute. And we will be back just in a minute.
Let's face it. We are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. These two have decided they aren't hardly through yet.
One of the most important things at the fair is always the food, right?
Yes.
You've got to eat. So, of course, there's going to be fair food like funnel cakes, which are extremely good. And we're also going to have a few food trucks there. We're going to have Triple J's Fish and More there. They sell good fish plates and down-home cooking. I know they have cornbread and white beans. We also have Rolando Pizza out of Tompkinsville. They serve a variety of different pizzas. They're really good. They're going to be there. We have our youth league that's going to be in the concession stands again this year, and we also have a barbecue place. I believe it's actually the Little Burger Shack that's going to be doing barbecue there. We're also going to have the 4-H lemonade stand, so come out and support your youth with 4-H lemonade. We're also going to have the Snow Shack from Livingston with shaved ice and ice cream. So come on out and get you some good tasty food and some good tasty lemonade and ice cream.
And so leave your dietary practices at the gate.
At the gate, for sure. For sure.
And it might not be the best week to be on a diet.
There may not be any salads there.
Well, now, have we got it finished now?
I believe that's it.
All
thank
right.
You so
well, thank
much.
You all for being here, and it's always a pleasure having you guys with us. We're going to let Kevin sit down for a few minutes, and hadn't seen him in a while. I think he may have been kind of busy.
Good morning, Thomas. Thanks for having me on. It's a last-minute public service announcement, but I thought we might be able to reach a student or two. What we have going on this summer is the first ever Clay County High School and Tennessee College of Applied Technology, CTE, that's Career and Technical Education, Summer Bridge Program. We're going to have a summer camp, if you will. It's not summer school. Won't be any assignments or classroom work. But June 7 through 10, and Thomas, this is designed for incoming freshmen. What it'll do is give these freshmen an opportunity to be introduced not only to the various classes that they'll be able to take, CTE, and now again, that's what folks the age of you and I used to call vocational school, but it's evolved far beyond what we typically thought of as vocational education. These are the hands-on classes, I guess you might say, but it'll include information on business, welding, information technology, that's working on computers, of course, agriculture, human services, and health services. Probably the highlight of what we're going to be doing, though, Thomas, for the Summer Bridge Program are field trips. We're going to be visiting a variety of local and area industrial facilities, see exactly what it is they do. One thing I am really excited about is the fact that we think, anyway, we're going to get to tour the Dale Hollow Dam Powerhouse. A lot of folks have seen the outside of the dam, but not the inside. And I remember doing that as a youngster and just being really excited about
that. Also, back further than you.
a little bit, but not that far. And the last day of the camp, Thomas, again, that's June 7, 8, 9, and 10. That is Monday through Thursday. We will spend an entire day for us, and our days will be 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. At the TCAT campus in Livingston. They will host us. We'll eat a meal while we're over there and give the students an opportunity to see all the CTE classes that are available not only at Clay County High School, but also at the TCAT campus in Livingston. We're really excited about it. Another thing, we will supply a very light breakfast as well as lunch each day. The only thing parents or grandparents or guardians will need to do is just get their student to Clay County High School, which is where everything will be based, at around 8 a.m. and pick them up at 2 p.m. We'll take care of the rest, basically speaking.
Okay, Kevin, how about our welding program that you heard, and we just finished the school year?
Well, Thomas, this program actually is made possible through that grant, the welding grant, and some of your listeners may remember that TCAT and CCHS working together applied for $1 million Governor's Give Grant, they call it, Governor's Investment in Vocational Education, and received it. And we have completed the first school year of that, had a very successful year. We identified 47 individual students who participated in welding. Now, some of them had two classes a day. Some of them even had three classes a day, so we had a lot more class spots than 47. But 47 unique students who took welding this year. Now, the exciting part of that is 30 of the 47 were freshmen and sophomores, so we feel really good about the future of the program.
That sounds great, and, of course, that is, you know, something that really, no matter what your avocation is, it's a great skill to have because any handyman now needs to know how to weld.
Absolutely. If you work on a farm or you like to work on cars, as you do, welding is a needed skill. Thomas, back to the program. If you have an incoming freshman, parent, guardian, grandparents, you need to contact me about this. We need to have our lineup basically finished by tomorrow. I know that's last minute notice. They need to contact me directly. I'll give you my phone number, and I know giving phone numbers is a tough thing, but I've got a backup plan here. My cell number is 704-5031. Now, if you're not able to remember that or to write it down, call the Chamber of Commerce, my former stomping grounds, and they'll give you that number. But for incoming freshmen, we'll have four great days, and we hope that, that your student will be able to participate.
All right. Sounds great, Kevin. And we have about time to wrap this thing up, and I have got a winner. I had one of the young ladies to draw a number out of the box here, and Mr. Donald Haston, you have won the birthday cake for today.
Great.
And I'd like to make one other quick announcement before we go, and that is the big thing out at Southern Grace Farms. It's a big charity thing that Miss April Patterson-Smith has out there, or Smith-Patterson has out there every year. And I know they've got a whole bunch of folks coming in. And just remind folks that that's taking place here in Clay County this weekend. And with that, I guess we've got everything shut down pretty good. Our young ladies have gone back to work, and Kevin and I have finished up, and we've got everything shut up, put up, and we're ready to wish everyone a great rest of the day, and may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you again here next week here on WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And with that, good day, Clay County.